it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the show Tim Fraser-Harris from Nelson Watersports. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning.
Now, tell us a little bit about Nelson Watersports.
I was in Nelson last summer and amazed at the fact that it wasn't teeming with boats and windsurfers on the water out there. There's a good amount of stuff going on, but I was surprised there wasn't more. And I kind of set up this company to bring windsurfing back to the region. And I also contract to the yacht club as sailing manager. So I look after all their sort of sailing program, the youth sailing, and the coaching that goes on there.
What's your background, Tim? Where have you come from?
From the UK, as you can probably tell.
Yes.
I've had a background of about 13 years teaching and training in the water sports industry.
Yep.
Around Europe and around the world, and rocked up in Nelson, and it's kind of caught me here. So sticking around, really.
As it does, and as you probably noticed, good old Nelson fashion, we tend to hibernate a little bit in winter.
Yeah, true.
We need some things to get us out of bed.
Yeah.
So you have had a successful summer program?
Yeah, it's been great this year. We've had, we've had over 100 kids go through a learn to sail and learn to windsurf courses, which is almost double what we had last year.
Great.
And it's just great weather. There was a few windy weeks, but mostly fantastic weather and great sailing for the kids.
So it's not only sailing, but windsurfing as well, if people want to have a go.
Yeah.
Okay, now the club has invested in some new boats, so that's proving very successful.
Yep, we've got three new Topper Topaz Unos, which are plastic rotor-molded boats, which really purpose-built for teaching, make everything very simple, and they're great fun, go fast.
What's it called? What are they called?
A Topaz Uno. They're a boat from the UK.
Sounds like a gun.
Yeah. they go pretty fast.
Yeah.
they're proving really successful. You get two kids out in them, or we've got adults sailing them on social sailing evenings. They're great.
Fantastic. So with the recent Olympics and the success that yachting did have, are you finding that there is an increase in interest, especially amongst youth?
Oh, definitely. Right. Yeah. I think it's been really positive.
Right, fantastic. Well, that's good to hear. But, as always, more support is needed. So tell us about a vision for sailing in Nelson.
Yeah, we've sort of come up with this strategy to try and raise some money. We've got a few boats which are, well, probably past their best and starting to sink a little bit. That's obviously not great.
Yes.
So we need to try and raise some cash and invest in some new boats to replace some of the existing ones and also expand the fleet, because we've got courses running over this term coming where we've filled up all the boats and we're turning people away.
Right.
So we need to kind of get them on the water if we can.
So what kind of initiatives are in place to help support what you're trying to achieve?
What have we got going on? We've got a big sort of sponsorship, corporate sponsorship packages available. We're applying to various trusts and charities.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for donations. We'll be doing sausage sizzles. We'll do everything we can, really.
Right. And you've got some pretty good support so far from some notable people in the region?
Yep, we've got kind support from Nick Smith and Aldo Michio. We've got Sport Tasman on our backs as well, and Invitra, the teams racing organisation, are keen to help us in this kind of initiative as well, which is great.
Fantastic. So, Nelson Yacht Club, how is it these days? It's apparently the oldest yacht club in New Zealand.
Yeah, it was established in 1857. I think it's been through a couple of different names and phases in its time, but I think anything has in that kind of length of history. It's going very well. We've had a bit of a rejuvenation this year with the sort of doubling in the membership. We did half the rates, which has obviously helped.
Yeah.
And we've been we've had two major national regattas this year, or this season. We've had the P-Class Nationals and the Flying 15s and Flying Dutchmans recently. And we're hosting the Laser Nationals in January 2014. So
fantastic.
We'll be working towards that.
Great, and get more visitors into the region. Okay, yeah. So if anyone wants to be involved, Tim, how do they go about doing it?
We'll get in touch. There's a website, nelsonyachtclub.org.nz. There's nelsonwatersports.co.nz for the windsurfing side of things. And, yeah, find the email addresses, phone numbers, all on there, all the information you could possibly need, really.
Wonderful. Well, this region for sure is perfect for water sports, that's for sure, and we wish you all the best of luck with your initiatives this year. It's great to see someone putting some positive actions in place, and we wish you all the best of luck, Tim.
Hey, thanks very much.
Okay, that's Tim Fraser-Harris from Nelson Water Sports. It's now 23 to 9.